I'm Aura Williams since 2002, and yeah, I'm working for the Korean Pavilion now.
What does it have to do with the full moon? Why you choose the date?
Traditionally, in Northeast Asia, we celebrate the first full moon a year, and then we wanted to celebrate together. Traditionally, all these three countries celebrate.
When was your New Year celebration?
It's 8th of February. So actually tomorrow is the first full moon. It's the mother's birthday. So we took it as a blessing. We organized these events because we connect China and Japan and Korea, the Taiwan and Mongolia, because we have very painful histories. But we don't need, you know, to pass to the next generation. We came here for the human unity. They can experience this rich culture of Southeast Asia.
Why these three countries, Korea, China and Japan?
Because in Oroville, from the Northeast Asian countries, now the Chinese and Japanese and Korean Orovillians are here. We were able to organize together and it was great fun. We were all happy because we didn't have chance to know each other well. If by working together, by organizing this big event together and spend a lot of time, and then we, you know, so became to know our, you know, so the common background, cultural background, but at the same time our differences. So it's about human unity, you know. Please come together and then make this kind of common events together. I would love to see next time European countries that they come together and events together.
And Ananda are doing Aikido, and I see that Ananda is kind of guiding it, but I would love to see how Michiko is grabbing Ananda and dropping him on the ground.
What are you doing?
Now?
Yeah.
I'm making mask.
Is there something Japanese or Koreanese about?
I think it's Chinese, no?
Chinese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks a bit scary and a bit like carnival. It's for you, the mask? What is your name?
Liu Biaohong.
Jane. You can call me Jane.
You live here?
Yeah, we are Orvillians in Yantra. This month is Chinese New Year. So in Chinese, we have to be with our family together. So this year is they're coming to here as the first time.
Mm-hmm. What did you draw?
He said you drew a hat.
Huangshan
is one of the greatest mountain in China, and it's really high, so there's always cloudy around it, and that's what he's drawing.
And why did you choose this place for drawing it?
Because he wants to show people that the culture of this thing and how it goes. Painting has a lot of different branches. You draw the flowers or you draw the birds. So which he is in the mountain, the clouds.
Are you a professional painter?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
He's 74 years old now and he has been painting for 60 years. He teaches in university.
Dinner, you may please go to the garden area.
What is this?
It's a vegetable skewer.
dipped in different kind of sauce. So this is a spicy sauce and that's a non-spicy sauce.
Looks like a shashlik.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's similar, yeah.
And it's vegetarian?
Yeah, this one is vegetarian. But in China, they tend to eat meat.
From which region or country does it come?
More from Sichuan region of China.
It's very common in China or is it something special?
No, it's pretty common, but in China we have so many different variety of food. So it's hard to say what's common and not common. But.
And who prepared all this food?
Chinese Aravillians here. So we do. We
How
all
many? How many are you?
Chinese Aravillians, there's probably about 10 people.
Ayesha, what did you expect?
I think it was really, really wonderful, and it's such a nice time for everyone to come together and celebrate different cultures. I really enjoyed the performances and the food. The dinner was a lovely finish to the evening. I think we had kimbap, some sort of...
Like, we had some kimchi.
Yeah, we had kimchi, we had...
Satay.
We had some soya bean and different sautéed vegetables. It was really delicious.
How much volunteers were involved in the preparation?
Koreans, maybe 30 or 40 people.
It's the biggest group, Koreans.
Yeah, better than Chinese, Japanese.
Why are you so many Koreans?
There's a travel book also there said about Aurobin. So many Koreans people interested about Aurobin.
Do you have Chinese or Japanese friends?
I didn't meet. Even Western people also we didn't meet.
Was it much work?
Each country, they have committed to meet regularly for last few weeks. I was in the kitchen, just helping.
What was your expectation?
My sister-in-law is Japanese, and I've been in China. I know a lot of Chinese, Korean people, so I've tried most of these things. So when I come out, I love this food.
So you're already familiar with this cultural region?
Not nothing new, not something. I come because I really enjoy this. I wanted to say something. Usually, let's say maybe Chinese, Japanese, Korean, they organize something together, and then maybe you see a stall with Korean food, one with Chinese food, and here you can see they are all mixed up. So then you can really see the union. And this region, especially in all Chinese, Korean, Japan, they have a difficult history, no? And to see them working together is very special.
I enjoyed this quiet and peace and people coming together. This is for me what characterizes Aurobin.
Practice together in different languages. It was Korean and then Japanese and then it was Chinese.
I have a present for you, but unfortunately I have one present. This is a painting by Master Liu, who painted inside the hall. He painted for one of us. So I'm wondering, how can I give this painting to you? So I had some Asia, a great culture to honor the old. So we are all young. We are all young in Aurobin. We are young forever in Aurobin. But who was the oldest here? And then I do not know who is the oldest. Okay, let me say, is there anyone who is over 90? No, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 82,
yes,
82, oh!
What's your name?
Sonia,
from Singapore
UK.
And England.
Floating sky, China. Chinese lantern. It's ready over there. Do you think you could help?
You burnt a lantern? Was it the first time you did this?
Yes, yes, the first time. It was always a magical thing, so yeah, this time I lit it.
And you had a wish?
Okay, we are supposed to wish.
Oh, we didn't know that. We lost this chance.
Yeah, we lost the chance.
Maybe we can do it now.
Yeah, maybe you can do it now.
Yeah.